Chairman, briefly, the last chapter in this is about the testimony regarding community response. And while this would not be part of our general presentation, because it's in the record, it's important that we briefly comment on it. Many spoke before you in terms of the voice of the entire community and the voice of particular groups as being necessary to be counted. All we want to say on that is that if it's about how long one has been a resident on this block, if it's about having grown up to 30 years and walked by this site every day, then a congregation which has been walking the streets of New York since the 1600s has much of a voice. Should one voice count more than another voice? We don't think so. But the fact of the matter is that that's there. If the issue is about organizations that have stood up to speak against this application to an overwhelming degree, then it's important that we also place on the record that both the Landmarks Conservancy supports the project as seen, and the Municipal Arts Society, which had a split view, did accept that the massing of this building, they had design concerns, but that the general massing of this building was where it should be, and that it was appropriate. And that if the views of organizations are paramount, then those views must also be considered paramount. Should they count for everything? No, we don't think so. But it's part of the record before you. If spokesmen for the community, elected and otherwise, want to suggest that their voices are higher than others or louder than others, all we can say is that in the record you see that the borough president, who represents all members of residents of the borough of Manhattan, has endorsed this project. Does her voice count, or does any elected official's voice count to control this debate? Absolutely not. But it's important that we recognize that the borough president has stepped up and indicated her support for this project. And finally, with regard to fame, while there are people several letters were entered into the record of people who can speak with loud voices, although they didn't come here to speak those voices. The fact of the matter is that this has been a congregation of 650 families who have been part of this community for decade upon decade, indeed century upon century. And does that one fact control the debate? We don't think so. But it certainly is a factor that has to be part of the record. This is a project which has its admirers and its opponents. You've seen the postcards, the email, you've got plenty on both piles. Hardly a record which would suggest to you that the entire community stands alone, stands against Shaharat Israel alone on this, would be an inaccurate statement, and one which we're required to correct for the record. So with that, I think we've completed our responses to your concerns. We're very happy to answer them. Thank you very much.